AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's prime minister is rejecting calls for a ceasefire as the country's ground forces push deeper into Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu calls it a turning point.
It is time for all of us to decide if we are willing to fight for a future of hope and promise or surrender to tyranny and terror.
Tanks and other armored vehicles are advancing on Gaza's main city, and Israeli forces have freed a soldier being held by Hamas. The Gaza Health Ministry puts the death toll since Hamas's incursions at more than 8,300 Palestinians. More than 1,400 people in Israel have died. Meantime, Charles de la Desma reports a truck carrying aid supplies arrived at a hospital in Gaza's Khan Yunis this afternoon.
The World Health Organization truck moves slowly through streets teeming with people, pulling up outside Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, following Sunday's largest convoy of humanitarian aid yet, 33 trucks, which entered the territory from Egypt. Relief workers say the amount is still far less than what's needed for the population of 2.3 million people. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, known as UNRWA, has been trying to keep water pumps and bakeries running. Last week, UN officials said hunger was growing. Israel's siege has pushed Gaza's infrastructure nearly to collapse. I'm Charles de la Desma.
The United Auto Workers has reached a tentative contract agreement with General Motors. Deals already struck with Ford and Stellantis. Workers at all three are returning to the job pending ratification votes. President Biden says the contracts are wins for both the auto workers and auto companies.
These record agreements reward auto workers who gave up much to keep the industry working and going during the financial crisis more than a decade ago. These agreements ensure the iconic Big Three can still lead the world in quality and innovation.
This is AP News. Wall Street clawed back some of its recent losses. Damian Troisi has the AP Markets report.
The S&P 500 finished 1.2% higher Monday. The Dow ended 511 points higher, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Treasury yields also climbed at the start of a week full of economic data, including key reports on the U.S. job market.
And Donna Warder has more on the impact of Israel's latest war with Hamas on oil prices.
The World Bank estimates effects should be limited if the conflict doesn't widen, and oil prices are expected to decline to an average of $81 a barrel next year. It says that during a medium disruption, the global oil supply would decline by 3 million to 5 million barrels per day, driving oil prices up possibly 35%. A large disruption would shrink the global oil supply by 6 million to 8 million barrels per day, and prices would go up by 56% to 75%. Donna Warder, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.